The L-200 Morava is a Czech-made retractable four-seat light aircraft designed in the mid-1950s. It was one of the few light aircraft to be exported from behind the Iron Curtain during the Cold War era and remains a favorite with many pilots today. Two Czech pilots, Petr Bolt and Richard Santus, have decided to mark the plane's 50th birthday anniversary by flying it to the North Pole and back. I spoke to Richard Santus earlier today to find out more about the plane and Expedition North Pole 2008.
This plane was unique. It's got a very good performance, and it's still being used in flight schools for basic training of airline pilots in many air schools. And the plane is still reliable, and we'd like to prove the skill of the designers of the plane from the 50s.
How dangerous is this expedition, and what exactly are you going to be doing?
Well, it's not dangerous as long as nothing happens. It's got two engines. If the two engines are running normally, then nothing should happen at all. The only danger is the technical malfunction, I mean the engine, and the other one is the weather. We will have a temporary base at Svalbard, Longyearbyen, and we'll stay there as long as the weather is good for at least 20 hours. And when the forecast is good, then we take off. We'll fly to the North Pole, and we'll make a couple of orbits over there, and then we'll land to Barno, which is the Russian airbase, to refuel, and then we'll go back to Svalbard. And if the weather is good all the way, it should be, then nothing should really happen.
Well, if something does happen, I understand you might have to make an emergency landing on an iceberg. Are you prepared for that kind of thing?
Yeah, the thing is that up to 82 degrees north latitude, there is ocean, I mean water, and from 82 above, there is ice. So we have to be prepared for emergency landing both on ice and water. And for that, we have emergency equipment. And we are pretty prepared to land on water and ice and be able to survive, but I strongly hope that it won't happen.
What do you have with you in such a case?
Well, we have dinghy and we have life vests, we have rifle, we have signal pistol, we have food, we have water and everything that we should have to be able to survive in the cold water and cold outside air temperature, and we are pretty ready. And otherwise, if we do some emergency landing, there is still possibility to reach us by a rescue helicopter from Svalbard. And another one is located at the Russian temporary airbase near to the North Pole. So there is no real danger that they won't find us if we crash.
There could be polar bears out there, I understand,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it really might happen, and it happens every year a couple of times that the polar bears attack humans, and for that reason we are obliged to have the gun.
You're setting off on April the 1st. When are you due back?
The thing is that the polar airbase, the Russian one, is there for only 1 month, because in April the weather is good and the ice is thick enough to be able to carry the weight of the landing airplane. And if the weather is not good until the end of April, then we'll have to go back from Svalbard without reaching the North Pole. But we strongly hope that the weather will be good and we'll do it during April.
That was Richard Santus, a member of the North Pole 2008 expedition, which sets off on April 1st. And the best of luck to both him and pilot Petr Bolt.